There is another beautiful story also. He plays lots of tricks with us. And the story is, this happened here in this room. Some years ago, have you met Charles? Charles Henry?
No.
You all haven't seen Charles Henry. So, Charles Henry is a professor, a teacher of divinity. He has some students around him. So he speaks of Baba to them. And every now and then, when he comes over here, he brings some students who are ready, wanting to come, so they come. They have been told about Baba and all that. In his own way, he tells them. He shares his experience, his this and that. And they are eager to come to the place where he lived, where his body is, so forth. You follow? The tomb and all that. They want to come on pilgrimage with him, and he brings them. In that lot, once, there was a girl, a lady student. She had come over here. And she was with us. They usually stayed 21 days here. In the three trips that they have come, different batches come. So one of the batch had a girl there, and she was here for 3 weeks. And every day, whenever there was the opportunity to come here, they would ask us questions, and we would tell them stories about Baba and this and that. Many things were said at that time, depending upon what they asked. And in that was some such thing like having stressed about being with him, seeing him, his presence is so overwhelming. It is something quite different, that in his presence it is peace prevailing and this and that and all that. So, you know, the talk. So while we are one story after another and another and another, so in her heart of hearts, there is a great longing created. She longs to see him just once. She wants to have him here. And she never tells us anything, but sitting quietly and she listens, and then all of a sudden she gets that longing, and that longing continues. She comes on Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Sunday, like whatever it is. At that time, there were no restrictions on Wednesdays and other days, Mondays, they would come here. And one day, while we are all seated over here, all of a sudden, something happens to her. And she begins, she's there. What happens, we don't know, because we don't notice anything. There's nothing to be noticed. We are all sitting like this, talking about Baba and all that. Same thing about his presence and this and that. And the day passes by, another week comes, another week passed by, and so forth. But now what we find is she's a bit sad. Formerly she was all, live wire, but she's sad. We didn't want to disturb her. Now it's her time to go. Tea time, and after tea, the blue bus would be there to take them away. So it's tea time, and I saw, when I went round, I saw this girl weeping bitterly, crying, sitting on the far end there. So I went to her. I thought that because it's the day to part, that's why she's weeping and all that. I said, what's the matter? On the contrary, now you should be so happy that you have come here. Yeah, I'm very happy, I'm very happy, I'm very happy. But then why are you crying? I'm not crying, I'm crying because of my misfortune. I said, what's the misfortune? So then she tells me the story, that how she longed to see him. And when he appeared, she saw him physically here. And when he appeared to me, it seemed that it is so common a sight. It's so common. That's what he also makes it possible. He never gave her that enthusiasm, that thing, whole thing or anything. She wanted just to see him, isn't it? All right, see me. And in her was planted this, he's there. We are talking about Baba and she's hearing about Baba and he's there. She sees that. And then within a few minutes, he's not there. So she is very much hurt about it. And then, of course, the topics later on started with, what is there to see me, Baba says. What's there to be with me? The most important thing is to have my love. you should love me, you know. The stories go on one after the other. So that, she says, is so true. Because when I longed for him, he appeared. I saw him. I tell you, I saw him physically. But of what avail is that seeing? What a fool I was, had I cultivated the longing to receive his love and to love him, he would have given it that. I missed that. It's my misfortune. Because I didn't ask for his love, but I asked just to see him, and he appeared. So I said, never mind, better luck next time. She says, yes, now I'm determined. I'm crying, because if I had asked for that, he would have given me that. But I missed that chance. I just wanted to see him, and he showed me. So such things are there. Do you follow? It is. To a stranger, it will appear to be most ridiculous. Sometimes when you all come and tell us the stories of your experiences, and all that, I, instead of listening and be happy, and all, sometimes I say, are you really telling the truth? Is it so? Is it true? I say, yeah. I can't believe it myself. So how can I ask, how can I expect any strangers to believe such things? But it is so. It is so. There's no doubt about it. Not from one mouth, but so many mouths that now we have listened. Yeah. In the beginning, people used to come and tell us many such things. And we took them for granted. Yeah, is there the first fervor? Is there that they are seeing it and they are visualizing it and imagining it and all that. But now as years roll by, we don't want to miss a chance now. We say, well, we past is past. Now we know that there is something behind it all. Formerly we used to say, yeah, it's very good. It was good. Yeah, continue with that. It's all. But now we can't do that. We have respect for every heart. Yeah, we do have. Yeah. We do respect every heart. Each one needs different food, different taste is there. So he is there. He is that mother that gives each one according to one's taste, capability to digest, this, that, and so forth. So we cannot deny it. It is so. It is fact. It is true. And yet it is not that. Because Baba says, I am not all those. It's a dream. See me as I really am. That is also true. To see me in the form is just seeing my coat. We have to see him as he really is. That seeing puts an end to all other seeing. Then nothing appears. All this vanish. Anything and everything in the world that is there, the world itself vanishes to see him. Yeah. And Baba says that, of course, you can see him as he really is. Otherwise, what's the sense? If he is, then he must be seen. So you should try to see him as he really is. And the only thing that will help us to strive to see him is to create that love, that longing and love for him.